Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Sergeant Davidson, and we have a very special guest today that is a recruiter for Windsat Building Materials located out of Wayne, Michigan, and like to introduce Jesse and welcome him to the show. Jesse, how you doing today?
Good, Carol. How about yourself? Thanks for having me.
I am doing well. Did you have a good weekend?
I did. I actually just got back from Hilton Head. I was on vacation there for a little bit, got back, ready to get back to work. So,
Great. Well, first and foremost, want to say thank you for participating and talking to us on TM Veterans Radio and telling all of our listeners about WMSAT. And would like to go ahead and start off with a little information about you and kind of give a background of why you picked the transportation industry. The reason I'm asking that is a lot of the veterans that I speak to, basically they know about the transportation industry, but they do not know how many different opportunities there are. And what I mean by that is they think the transportation industry is, all just drivers, which, of course, professional drivers are, a great asset to the transportation industry, but also dispatch and recruiting and logistics and operations and things like that. So wanted to find out a little background and find out, why you picked the transportation industry or the transportation industry, I should say, picked you.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I guess a little bit about myself. My recruiting career started out in a recruiting firm, more focused on engineering level positions, higher level, controls engineers, mechanical engineers, electrical engineers, some light general labor as well. But, I wanted to get out of the staffing firm life and get into an actual company. And that's when I started kind of looking for that. I wanted to be part of something and, not just, place a person and that was the end of our communications. I wanted to be part of their growth, their process. So that's kind of how I made my way into the corporate environment. As far as the transportation industry goes, really, it really did find me. I didn't go out, looking for any industry in particular. But I got to tell you, it's once I kind of discovered it and started talking to some more people in the industry, I don't know where else I would want to be. It's very blue collar, very hardworking. It's just the industry as a whole. It's very down to earth. Some industries they can be, more difficult to at least recruit with, just because of the situations that everyone deals with. There's more demands, there's more everything. But with the transportation industry, it's very, you're dealing with people that, that everyone's got a family, everyone's working hard, everyone's trying to make a living. And, I come from that. My father's a teacher, my mother, cleaned houses for a living. It's, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in the mouth. I was very hardworking, worked for everything you had, and that's what this industry is like. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, and that's why it's so open for so many people.
Very, very well put. I know that a lot of the veterans that I speak to at job fairs and, of course, work with, when I'm explaining the transportation industry, it's around those same lines. But one of the things that I see the most is it's a family business. And what I mean by that is it's very family oriented. Just looking at, your dispatchers that are talking to, the professional drivers all the way down to, the personnel that work in finance and things like that. It's a team atmosphere. And that's something that, our veterans, they're used to. When Uncle Sam gave us that big hug and basically said, "Hey, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you three hots and a cot. I'm going to pay you." He upheld his end. And then, of course, when, veterans are transitioning, they're looking for that same, what we'll call it, justification as far as that atmosphere. So, one of the questions that I would ask you is, if somebody is looking at that transportation industry, what would you tell them and why? What advice would you give them as far as, and I'm not going to say selling the industry, but I am going to say that, if I'm torn between two different industries, what sets, in your opinion, the transportation industry apart from, other industries?
Well, I briefly touch on it. It's like you said, just that family atmosphere, it's prevalent throughout the whole entire industry. From us here at WIMSET, I can speak firsthand, but then, everyone that I've talked to who has been in the transportation industry, it's the same thing throughout. In addition to that, there's just so much opportunity right now in our industry. There's never been more demand for drivers, ops, logistics, even accounting. I mean, we have purchasing positions open that, it's for the transportation industry. And, once you get into that, it's almost one of those things where, you're always going to be able to find a job down the line or new opportunities or something. And not everyone's going to want to, because honestly, most of the time, the transportation industry, the companies in it take care of their people. So it's, hard to move from one to the other, but even when, you do, it's the opportunity that is there. It's such high demand. There's so many potential. And I think, like you said briefly in the beginning, a lot of people think that the transportation industry is strictly drivers and, that's it. And when people think of drivers, they think of, the big semis going over the road and throughout the country. And, that's a great job for some people. And that's not all it is. There's so many local routes. There's so many, mechanic positions that it's really that there's a you wouldn't even be able to list all the opportunities available in our industry. And, that's the great part about it, is that there's still new things coming out every single day with the new software coming out, for some more specialized IT people to get into the industry. There's just, like I said, it's just growing every day, and it's really not slowing down at all.
What's funny, you just said that about technology, because I can still remember, and we'll just say back in the day, that I had a person on the team that I asked to go, and basically it was to pick up a truck. And, of course, he called me and said, I slap gears for a living and all this good stuff. And, of course, I laughed because it was one of the new trucks that we went with automated transmissions, basically your, automatics. And he got back to the office, and I'll never forget, he said, "I owe you an apology." And I said, "You never owe me an apology." And I said, "But out of curiosity, course, he said he got stuck in traffic and just loved the automatic. And, of course, I just started laughing. And but, you know, it's funny that you just said that about technology because, you know, with, you know, the onboard computer systems, OBCs, you know, it's just – it's not the industry, we'll call it back in, you know, the 70s and 80s. It's come so far. And, of course, it's created so many jobs. And, you know, you can look at professional drivers. You can look at mechanics. You can look at accounting. You can look at dispatch, recruiting, you know, operations, the logistics side, dedicated, you know, just looking at routes. I mean, you got OTR. You've got regional. You've got you know, dedicated, you've got day runs. I mean, it's just the industry has grown so much. And, of course, you know, I read an article the other day that stated that it was the fastest growing industry right now. So, you know, a lot of veterans that basically I speak to, you know, they want to look at an industry. They want to grow with an industry because nobody joined the military to stay a, you know, a private or a seaman or something like that. You know, they wanted to be promoted and grow with Uncle Sam. And so they look for those same opportunities, you know, basically when they're transitioning, I should say, you know, from the military. Mm-hmm. So one of the other questions, you know, and this kind of I want to see what you say about this, but, you know, being a recruiter for the company, and, of course, you see a lot of resumes and everything else, you know, one of the things that I see a lot of veterans do is they either oversell themselves or they undersell themselves. And the point I'm making is that a lot of veterans, they don't list all of the, we'll call it job duties they had in the military. Do you see that quite a bit, or you know, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I do. You know, I guess first of all, as I'm scrolling through resumes, kind of a brief peek into a recruiter's job, we get so many applications and resumes every single day that it is hard. You know, you got to learn how to skim, and as soon as you see any military experience on a resume, for me personally, I stop and take a second look. It's something that it always pops out. It's always valuable. You know, there's always something to it. And, you know, it's funny that you say underselling because it happens quite frequently. I would say more than overselling to where, you know, it'll say military experience from this year to this year, and then they rank. And, you know, that's great. And I'm still going to call and I'm still going to try to, you know, make that connection. But, you know, it takes deeper into the conversation to learn, like, oh, you were driving, you were driving in the military, you were doing logistics in the military, whatever the case may be. And there's no reason to not put that on the resume. Companies love that. Even if it's not exactly transferable, you know, to exactly what the position is going to be, it's still nice to know, you know, what kind of experience you have out there. And then as far as overselling, too, to anyone, you know, overselling on their resume, I would say there's no need. You know, your military experience yourself that you have, it's more than enough. You know, if you're a mechanic in the military and you were wrenching and you were, you know, that's pretty much the extent. That's great. You know, there's going to be a position out there for you that you're going to be great for, and you're going to be trained further. You're going to learn new stuff, and you're going to be able to keep growing in that. There's no reason to put on there that you know how to build a car from scratch. Because, you know, what's going to happen is that you're going to get in there and, you know, you're not going to be able to. And then there's going to be conflict on both sides. But, yeah, I would say to anyone underselling, you know, put it on there. It's a great experience. I've never met one recruiter who has said that I don't want to see the military experience on there. If anything, we want to see more. And from anyone overselling, you know, don't worry about it. There's no reason to try to make it seem like you're doing something you're not, because your military experience alone is more than enough to get the attention of anyone like me.
Well, it's pretty awesome that you say it like that, because, you know, part of our program is, of course, it's a mentorship, and it's, you know, working on the resumes. And, you know, the military has come a long ways on basically the classes. I know in the Army it's called the TAP program. and you know they've come a long, long ways. But you know, as far as underselling, you know, I do see that. But a lot of companies, you know, like you said, they can look at it. They can see that they're in the military, and you know, they want to learn more about it. So, you know, that's a great way to put it. That you know, that you'll give them a call, and of course, you know, the overselling. I could not say it better. You know, and it's funny that you used the example of the mechanic, because probably I'd say a couple of months ago, I got an incredible resume, and basically it was a mechanic, and looked at it and was just like, wow, look at all this experience. Well, I looked down at the dates, and it was you know, they were in 3 years. And then I look over at the rank, and it said SFC, which is Sergeant First Class E7. And, of course, there's just, you know, no way that they may rank that quick in 3 years. And, of course, you know, I called them, and, you know, we got his resume, basically, we'll call it up to speed. And, you know, he's got a great career now. You know, he's transitioned out of the military, and, you know, he is a professional mechanic with a great company. And but you know, again, just over exaggerating on the resume, you know, I feel the same way. You know, if you just put U.S. Army on there and you put your dates, you know, you have a lot to bring to a company. And of course, you know, every company is not going to be a perfect fit, but you know, it's definitely going to be something that, like you said, you want to know what they did in the military. Did they drive HETs? Did they drive, you know, 113s or, you know, whatever it is, and kind of go from there. But I'll tell you what, why don't you, you know, basically go into the history of WMSAT direct, and let's kind of learn some more about the company and go from there.
Yeah, so WMSAT, Building Materials, we were founded in 1936, so been in business for over 80 years now. Really strong foundation, family-owned company. In fact, the room I'm in right now, I'm kitty-cornered to the owner of the company. So it's he's in here every single day, still actively involved. There's just it's that, like you said, that family atmosphere is definitely present here. First location opened up in Wayne, Michigan. You know, with the second after then, you know, with that Wayne location, you know, they were obviously in the wholesale building material supplier game. But you know, they grew and they learned, and you know, from there, actually in '89 they opened up a second location in Pontiac, which eventually moved to Waterford, a bigger location to, you know, fulfill the needs of more of the builders in the area. And from there, you know, locations just started coming. In 94, we opened up the Sterling Heights location, which is on the east side of Detroit, to service the east side of the state. And then our fourth location came 2 years after that up in Saginaw to get more of the northern side. And then, you know, in the 2000s, we've grown pretty rapidly. You know, Traverse City opened up a location in 2001 to service northern Michigan. We had a Lansing location open up in 2006. We actually opened up our first store outside of the state of Michigan in northern Ohio in Perrysburg, right next to Toledo, in 2013, and just opened up our Grand Rapids location in 2014. So, obviously, I always tell people that, you know, with WMSAT, we have such a strong foundation, and we have a strong backing of, you know, we know what we're doing. We've been in this business for already 80 years. We have customers that have been with us for generations, and you know, so we have that foundation, but at the same time, you know, we're not settled. We're not, you know, just going to stay the same. We are constantly evolving. We're growing. We're doing it the right way. We're not trying to, you know, grow beyond our means. We're doing it organically, and, you know, we're taking it as it comes. And, you know, because of that, we're able to not lay people off in the winter. With any, you know, construction-type position in the transportation industry especially, building material industry, it can be seasonal. We do slow down in the winter, but because of that family environment that we have, you know, we work really hard during the spring, summer, and fall. That way we can still keep people, you know, working a full week during the winter. They can keep food on their table, get their bills paid, do whatever they have to do. And, when we could probably justify laying some people off, we don't do it because that's just not, that's not what we do. I don't think we've laid anyone off for over 19 years. And that person was brought back a month later, and it was kind of their decision. So it was a very family atmosphere, like you said. We were the first to offer unassisted rooftop delivery as well, which we deliver all of our products on top of the homes for the contractors. So we're a wholesale supplier of building materials, exterior building materials in particular. Roofing's our biggest category. So all the bundles of shingles that we have, you know, delivered up on top of the rooftop. Before us, the contractor had to be on site. They were catching the material from the conveyor. But with us, we realized that there was a huge market for, you know, us to do it for them. So they wouldn't have to be on site. They could save money, time, effort. So ever since 1987, we've been really pioneering the unassisted rooftop delivery. Other companies are doing it now too, but they're not doing it as good as us. And that's where we really make our name. So, but yeah, I mean, that's
one
a little bit about the company.
One of that really stands out, what you said, was, you know, the family atmosphere. You know, you can look at being around, you know, for over 80 years. Number one, that says a lot right there. You know, companies that have been, you know, basically around that long, you're doing something right. One of the things that I remember First Sergeant always used to tell me when I served was, you know, one of the sayings is, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Well, he looked at it a different way, and he said, you know, if it's not broke, why? And what he meant by that was that, you know, there was always constantly, you know, ways to improve and basically grow and, you know, like you said, grow organically, you know, grow smartly. So, you know, that says a lot about, you know, the company as a whole. And, you know, again, basically 80 years, you know, the family atmosphere and, you know, just the basically the growth as far as around the, we'll call it the Wayne and the Detroit area as far as Michigan. But well, let's go into the openings that you currently have, and you know, for our listeners that are exiting the military, and you know, honestly, that veterans that have already, you know, transitioned out of the military and are looking for new opportunities. Let's go into the, you know, the openings that WinSat has right this second. And again, basically definitely tell the listeners how they can get a hold of you, all of that good stuff.
Yeah, no. So our openings, we have quite a bit right now at all 8 of our locations that I had, you know, just mentioned. We're hiring for truck drivers and roof loaders. So we kind of do a different thing. A lot of times in the transportation industry, if you want to be a truck driver, you have to go and get that CDL license before you start. With us, we realize that, you know, truck driving school can cost sometimes between $5,000 to $10,000. It's not always the easiest process to get it, so we will train people for it. You know, military veterans coming out, looking to, you know, start driving trucks, but they don't have any experience even driving trucks. That's all right. You know, we're going to train you on how to operate those. We're going to train you on how to get your CDL license. We're going to do all that for you. And I always tell people, when you have a CDL license, trust me, you are in high demand and you will have a job forever. It is a very in-demand position right now. There is a huge driver shortage in this country. So if you're interested in driving, now is the perfect time to get into it.
One of the things,
but yeah, we're hiring. Go ahead.
Greg, I want to add one thing that you just said, which is incredible, because a lot of companies that are out there, that, of course, they require the CDL, they require the you know, the driving experience basically before you even step in the door, and some of those will even spend, you know, like you said, $5,000 to $10,000. Basically on a driving school that, you know, they're making the, or I'm not going to say making, but, you know, the veteran has the option, which generally they do use, is their GI Bill or their post 9/11, you know, as far as their college money for that. So that right there, you know, I can't stress enough of how important what you just said it is because, you know, number one, the military personnel, and a lot of the veterans that I speak to at job fairs, They don't even know about it, but of course there's a waiver out there now that, and actually it's been out there for several years, that the captain can sign off on that will, I'm not going to say eliminate, but it will, it'll allow you to go to the DMV and get your CDL and bypass the actual driving test because it's mm-hmm. a military waiver, number one. And then, of course, you know, the old 348, which I think it's like 5628 DA form now, which basically explains, of course, the driving records and everything else. So I just want to say, you know, number one, that is absolutely incredible that you guys do that and actually will train them to get their CDL, because a lot of companies, you know, they require them to go to school. And, of course, that's $5,000 to $10,000. And, you know, a lot of guys, they don't, and I say guys, you know, a lot of veterans, guys and yep. and ladies that want to get into the industry, but then, of course, they don't want to spend their, you know, their college money, their GI Bill, and, you know, different, you know, basically funds, because they want to, you know, of course, study something else. So didn't mean to interrupt you on that, but I
oh, no, you're fine. It's the time involved, too. Yeah, and the thing is, it's the time involved. It's, you know, you can go to a couple months long of going to get the CDL, but then you can still go to some companies that say you don't have any experience out on the road besides just in school. And it's the same thing with getting a college degree. A lot of times you hear a lot of people complain about it, but yeah, we're not like that. And you know, we're nice too. We're not over the road. We're all local routes. So you're going to be home every night. You know, we work hard, we work long hours, but we do pay time and have overtime. As far as where we're at in our industry, you know, first year driver can make somewhere between $60,000 to $70,000 their first year, and that's somebody who didn't have any experience driving before they started here. It's a great living. We have great benefits. We are very big on advancement, as you talked about earlier. You know, the dream scenario for me is that when a position opens up, you know, from the roof loader to the truck driver to, you know, a warehouse supervisor to an operations, the logistics, whatever the case may be, that we have somebody out on the road in our trucks that are able to move up into one of those spots. It's they know our company, they know our culture, they know our customers, they know our products. It always ends up being a better fit. And a lot of times, you know, it's a matter of getting the right person in the job in the first place for that to happen. But we're very, right. if you're willing to, you know, learn and train and develop, then we're willing to do the same. So it's great that way. But yeah, so we'll get to that CDL license for the truck driver. So don't even worry if you don't have it, because you know, still apply, especially if you have that military experience, because we love it. In addition, we also have some multiple sales positions open up as well for somebody who wants to, you know, get more into that sales side. You know, we have several different territory manager positions as well as inside sales representative positions. And then from there too, we also have some more corporate level side positions open that we're always, you know, looking for, even if there isn't any particular openings right now. We're always looking for operations. We're always looking for purchasing. We're always looking for accounting, you know, IT, you name it. You know, I'm never going to say that position's not open, so I'm not going to talk to anybody. It's one of those things where if you apply, you look good. If there might not be a position open right now, I'm still going to talk to you, and you know, we're going to see if there's going to be a fit for you. And if not at this time, then maybe again in a month, and we'll keep in contact. That's how I like to kind of, you know, run my business anyway. So, but yeah, right. I mean, we have openings, and we actually I don't even know if I mentioned this to you, Carol, but we just became a bronze level supporter for the veteran hiring. So basically, in Michigan, here, let me pull that up real quick. So basically in Michigan, the Veteran Affairs Agency, they partner with different companies throughout the state of Michigan for veteran to basically certify them as veteran-friendly employers. And I looked into that. I've been kind of looking into it for the last couple months and getting all the paperwork in order, and we just got certified last week as a bronze level veteran-friendly employer, you know, and that's kind of speaks to where we're at as a company, to where we're making a very concerted effort to hire veterans, to hire, you know, transitioning personnel, because we know how valuable they are to our workforce and, you know, what they really bring to the table.
Well, that's, you know, speaking for on my behalf, and of course, a lot of the veterans that are transitioning, and of course, veterans that have already gotten out. You know, it speaks very highly of you know, WMSAT Direct that that they do that, because you know, a lot of companies will they want to hire veterans, but you know, it's sometimes it can be a difficult process, but you know, getting certified on the bronze and you know, of course, basically you know, what y'all guys do as far as, you know, the family atmosphere, looking for veterans, you know, it speaks highly. And you know, if you know, that right there will only continue, basically, you know, the trend, and of course the you know, hiring of veterans that that want to join a team atmosphere. And I definitely want to tell all the listeners your website, which is www.WMSATDirect. That is WIMSATTDIRECT.com. And they can go straight to your website and look at the opportunities and read all about the company. And I mean, Jesse, you have said a lot of great information, and I think that you know, veterans will definitely, you know, understand a lot of things that we spoke about, but also have learned a lot of things, basically, you know, from a recruiter standpoint of what they seek and, you know, what they're looking for. So what, you know, before we you know, transition off this call, basically, what else do you want to add as far as, you know, anything that might have been missed?
You know, really, I think, you know, like you said, go to the website, definitely check out what we have to offer. If you go to our career page and apply, your resume is going to go right to me. So don't be surprised if you get a call from me before long. But the last thing I just want to say is, you know, a big thank you so much to all the veterans listening, all the active duty personnel listening, for your service and your sacrifice and everything that you've done for this country. Truly, it's been, you know, just from my point of view, talking to veterans that are coming in, I always try to make it known that what you guys do is appreciated. And I know it always might not always feel like that, but, you know, it, trust me, it is very appreciated.
Well, we, all veterans out there, you know, definitely appreciate it, Jesse. And, you know, I want to thank you for being on our show. And again, I want to make sure that everybody knows the website to go straight to WMSAT Direct, which is www.WIMSATTDIRECT.com. And look around in WMSAT Building Materials. They're located in Wayne, Michigan. They've got several locations, as Jesse spoke about. So definitely check them out. And want to thank all of our listeners that tuned in today to TM Veterans Radio with our guest speaker, basically Jesse from WMSAT Building Materials. And we look forward to everybody tuning in on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for our next show. Have a great week, and we will talk to everybody on Wednesday. Thank you for listening.